Longhorn Nation, it's that time. Survive in advance, survive in advance.
You are Locked On Longhorns, your daily podcast on the Texas Longhorns. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Longhorns, the show. Jonathan Davis, your host. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. On today's episode of Locked On Longhorns, survive in advance, survive in advance. That is what Texas is looking to do tonight against the Xavier Musketeers. The winner will move on to the Elite Eight. So we discuss this matchup and more on today's episode of Locked On Longhorns, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And if you're nervous about this matchup tonight against Xavier, you are not alone. This is a really good basketball team, and Texas is going to have their hands full. But, you know, on the flip side, Texas is a really good basketball team, and Xavier is going to have their hands full. Both teams are looking to get to the Elite Eight. Well, they were face off against the winner of U of H and Miami. That game is tonight as well. And if you're looking for the stats on this game, the betting stats, I know the stats that most of y'all care about, Texas is favored by 4.5 points over Xavier. Depending on where you look, the over under is 149. So Vegas is expecting both teams to score around 75 points. They're expecting a high flying shootout similar to what we saw between Michigan State and Kansas State yesterday, and Gonzaga and UCLA. Those were two really good basketball games. I'm hoping that the game tonight isn't as tense as those two games were. I would prefer a blowout by Texas, but as long as Texas makes it to the Elite Eight at the end of the day, I will be satisfied. And I know it's a lot of people listening to this podcast that have no idea where Xavier is. I had no idea where Xavier was until about an hour ago. You figured maybe, oh, okay, I'll just hear it on the broadcast, or I'll see it on Twitter, or it'll just come up eventually. Wrong. I'm about to spoil it for you right now on Locked On Longhorns, because like I said, I looked it up, so that means you have to hear it. It is in Cincinnati, Ohio, or right outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. If we have some Ohio natives listening to the podcast, please feel free to educate me. And so we're going against a real Midwest team in the Midwest region, and there may be some love for Xavier in Kansas City, but we know that Texas owns Kansas City because they just won a Big 12 Conference Championship there, tournament-wise. So regardless of how loud the crowd is, regardless of how much hate there is for the Longhorns, they should be able to overcome it and play their best basketball tonight. And when you get to the Sweet 16, I think any team in the Sweet 16 playing their best basketball can win a national championship. You have instances like last year where you have a St. Peter's in the Sweet 16, and even though they beat Purdue to get to the Elite Eight, you knew that eventually the St. Peter's run was going to end, right? There's no St. Peter's in this year's Sweet 16. Even if you want to say FAU was the St. Peter's, they won 33 games this year, and they beat Tennessee yesterday to get to the Elite Eight. Now, maybe Tennessee beats them 90 out of 100 times, but yesterday FAU was the best basketball team on the court, and that's why they're going to the Elite Eight. And unfortunately for forever Longhorn Rick Barnes, he is headed home. I've seen people say, well, Texas should beat Xavier. Why? Because it's Texas. Like, this was the second best team in the Big 12 going against the second best team in the Big East, which was probably the second best conference in college basketball this year. Xavier is a really good basketball team, a 3 seed, right? Going against a 2 seed, that's as pick 'em as it gets. But even if it wasn't, we saw Fairleigh Dickinson as a 16 seed beat Purdue as a 1 seed, right? It's the NCAA tournament. It's March Madness. Anything can happen. And if Xavier shows up and plays their best basketball tonight and Texas doesn't, Xavier will be in the Elite Eight facing off against Miami or U of H, and Texas will be back at home trying to figure out who their basketball coach would be in 3 weeks. And I know that's some shade, but it's some necessary shade, man. We need to hire Ronnie Terry. What are we doing? And I know people will say, well, oh, it'll be a distraction to the team if they hire him right now. Well, I think it's a distraction that they have to ask about his job security in every press conference, and the Texas basketball team and the players have to answer about how much they love Ronnie Terry instead of just talking about basketball. And there's people that are saying, well, you know, you don't want to mess with a good tournament run. They're hot right now. They're playing with momentum. You don't want to mess that up. I think Ronnie Terry is a human being. I think Ronnie Terry has earned and deserves job security, and I would rather have my coach out there with job security than dangle a contract in his face so that the team plays harder. If you think that the team will stop playing hard and stop trying to win a national championship because Ronnie Terry got a contract, I don't know what to tell you, right? Let's get to the defensive keys for this basketball team. Xavier averages 81 points a game. This is a really good offensive basketball team. Texas is going to have to lean on the defensive end the way they have the last 2.5 weeks if they want to win this game. This is a Texas team that has not allowed over 70 points in their last 6 to 7 games. I think Penn State has scored the most points on them since they've started this six-game win streak, and that was 66 points. So, like I said, they have not allowed 70. That's going to have to continue tonight against Xavier. You're really at least going to have to try to match that effort. It's going to be hard to hold them under 70 points, but if you can, Texas has a really good chance to win this game. The first thing is get back in transition, and I think playing Penn State kind of prepared you for playing a team like Xavier that likes to push the ball up and down the court. If they beat you down the court, they will get easy buckets on you. You obviously don't want to allow that in a win or go home game. So you're going to have to get back down the court, set up your defense, and limit transition opportunities for an Xavier team that can score the basketball at a high clip. You also are going to have to put the ball in the hole on offense, right? When you put the ball in the hole on offense, they now have to grab the ball from under the basket, pass the ball in, and set up their offense. But if you miss shots, they can grab the ball off the rim and run down the court, right? So the more shots you make, that limits transition opportunities for them. And then, of course, you're just going to have to use that cardio, get down the court, sit down, and stop their transition opportunities as well. Off-ball defense is going to be really big for this Texas Longhorns basketball team. They average 19 assists per game, they being the Xavier Musketeers, which means when you average 19 assists a game, that means you get a lot of easy baskets in transition, but you also have a lot of player movement off the ball. We know this Texas team is really good at pressure defense and locking into on-ball defense, but when Marcus Carr, you know, Serge Ibaka, Rice, Tyrese Hunter, whoever, when they're guarding off the ball, you have to make sure that those players don't move and get easy baskets on you, which will happen if you don't pay attention to your off-ball defense. That's going to have to be a strength for the Longhorns tonight. And it has been for the last seven games since Ronnie Terry has really preached defense, which led to a Big 12 Conference Championship and a Sweet 16 appearance. Limited to the three-point line. Somehow, Texas has gotten the draw of the best three-point shooting teams in the country, it seems like. You go against Colgate, who is the best three-point shooting team in the country. You go against Penn State, who shoots 39% from the three-point line. And now you go against Xavier, who shoots 39% from the three-point line. So the good thing is you've had experience, right, going against teams that are very proficient shooting the three. The bad thing is, these teams are very proficient shooting the ball from the three-point line. If you don't get in their face and force them into tough shots, that could be the reason you lose this game. We saw in the Penn State game where they only shot, I think it was either 23% or 28% from three, but they had a few looks at the end of the game that could have pushed it to overtime or pushed that game in Penn State's favor. So you're going to have to limit the points on the three-point line. And then you're going to have to win the paint. That's points and rebounds-wise. Points-wise, you have Freemantle and Nunji, who are averaging 30 points a game between the two of them. We saw in the TCU game between Dylan Dessou and Christian Bishop where they went crazy. They combined for 30 points. So Freemantle and Nunji are doing that in the paint on a nightly basis. Dylan Dessou and Christian Bishop, Brock Cunningham, Dylan Mitchell, whoever is guarding down there in the post is going to have to do a really good job in that matchup. They're going to have to win the paint matchup in terms of points and then rebounds. I've talked, you know, a lot on this podcast about how this is a basketball team that was struggling to rebound all season. And I thought because they couldn't rebound, this team had a clear ceiling, right? Against Baylor and TCU, our last two losses, they got out-rebounded by 30 total in those two games. Since that game where they're undefeated, they've only been out-rebounded once, and I think that was against Oklahoma State by double digits. You do not want to go into this game tonight and allow Xavier to out-rebound you, a team that is so good offensively. If they get more opportunities in terms of rebounds and shot attempts than you, then they're likely going to move on to the Elite Eight. So you're going to have to win that paint matchup with points, and that counts Christian Bishop and Dylan Dessou, but also with rebounds. You cannot allow them to out-rebound you, especially by double digits tonight, if you want a chance to win this game. And then on the offensive end of the ball, I think Dylan Dessou and Christian Bishop have to play like they did against TCU. And I think from Ronnie Terry, we might see that matchup tonight because I'm not sure if Brock Cunningham or Dylan Mitchell give you enough offensively and defensively to keep them in the game against Nunji and Freemantle, at least with Christian Bishop. You can get some offense from him and Dylan Dessou while also getting some rim protection. So I think we'll see that lineup like we saw against TCU. But otherwise, they're going to have to win that matchup on offense and defense. When we look at this game at the end, if Texas moves on to the Elite Eight, it's likely because Dylan Dessou and Christian Bishop won the matchup in the paint offensively and defensively against Freemantle and Nunji for Xavier. That high ball screen action has been really effective for the Longhorns with Marcus Carr and Dylan Dessou. And I think it gives you so many options, right? When you set that high ball screen, Dylan Dessou can come off of it as, you know, kind of a pick and pop player, and he can make a three, right? Which we saw against Baylor. He can make that mid-range shot or that little push floater he's been doing. That's available to him off the pick and pop. Off the pick and roll, he can roll to the rim and get easy buckets inside where he's shooting about 70%. And then if you know, kind of fade too much to Dylan Dessou, then we know Marcus Carr can get a bucket off of the mid-range shot if they're playing drop coverage, or he can beat the big defender to the rim and get a layup or get to the free throw line. So that high ball screen gives you so many options between Marcus Carr and Dylan Dessou. I think we need to see a heavy dose of that tonight. Marcus Carr, Serge Ibari Rice, and Timmy Allen, their execution in the half court. I think Serge Ibari Rice and Marcus Carr are going to have to get some buckets off the dribble. We see Serge Ibari Rice, he has the best shot fake in basketball. He's going to have to utilize that tonight to get defenders off balance and drive to the rim or get easy shots for himself. Marcus Carr, right? We know he's probably our best, you know, ball handler and on-ball scorer. He's going to have to make some plays off the dribble in the half court and execute. And then Timmy Allen, right? He's one of the best cutters to the basket in the country. He's going to have to do that in the half court, but also he's just going to have to get to his spots and dominate in the mid-range, which we're used to seeing for the last 2 years from Timmy Allen at the University of Texas. And then you're going to have to make open threes. I don't think you can beat this Xavier team making one out of 13 threes, right? I don't think you have to live and die by the three-point line. I don't even think you have to take a lot of threes. This Texas team doesn't normally take a lot of threes, but if you're going to take threes, you need to be in the, I think, at least 37% and up range in terms of the threes that you make, because Xavier is going to definitely make more than one three, and you have to at least compete with them on the three-point line or beat them on the three-point line to beat them in this game. So like I said, Texas is favored by 4 and 4.5 points. They are projected to make it to the Elite Eight. And if they play their best basketball and they play defense the way that they played all year, especially over the last 7 games, then I think Xavier will have a really tough time with Texas's pressure defense, and Texas will win this game and cover. But if Texas comes into this game and does not play their best defense, then a magical ride for this 2022-2023 Texas basketball team will end tonight against the Xavier Musketeers. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Locked on Longhorns. Hopefully the next time I talk to y'all, Texas will be in the Elite Eight. I will be nervous all day, but if they get a win, all of that anxiety will go away. Hook 'em and peace. And also a shout out to our Texas baseball team, 14-game homestand. They have won the first 11 games, a weekend series against Texas Tech. Y'all know how much I hate the Red Raiders. Let's make it 14 wins in a row. So shout out the Texas baseball team and shout out Ronnie Terry and the Texas men's basketball team. I'll see y'all in the Elite Eight. Hook 'em and peace.